The Tailem Bend Community Centre is keen for some new volunteer drivers based in Murray Bridge and Jervois. They've been running the Murray Mallee Community Passenger Network for a couple of years, with services from Keith to Adelaide stopping in the hills, Murraylands and Coorong along the way. They're looking to expand as well. Tammy Shepherd, CEO at Tailem Bend Community Centre, joins me now. Welcome, Tammy.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, really well, thank you. Before we get into the volunteer opportunities, some people might not actually be aware of your passenger service. It's quite a wonderful opportunity for people to get around.
Yeah, the biggest thing we have in rural communities is transport, on lack thereof. So we're so pleased when in 2019 when we got the contract for this to service the community, and we cover a huge geographical area. So it's challenging, but it's great fun.
Yeah, so take us through what services the Murray-Mallee Community Passenger Network provides.
There's two components to the service. We have, as you mentioned, the medical bus that runs from Keith to Adelaide. That's Coorong coaches, and we pick up people from their homes and take them to appointments in metropolitan Adelaide and everywhere in between, and then we drop people back home again. And that covers six local government areas, so from Tatiara, rural city of Murray Bridge, Mid-Murray, Corundary East Mallee, Southern Mallee and Coorong. And the second part of that is the Community Passenger Network, where we have volunteer drivers and we have a fleet of vehicles, but we also have an MOU with Country Health where we can access hospital cars at Pinneroo, Lammaroo, Meningi. And our volunteer drivers pick up people again from their home to take them to appointments and then return them back home again.
All right. And is that a free service or is there a cost associated with it?
There is a fee for service, and with our contractual obligations, we have a fee policy that covers that. So it's significantly cheaper for people to use Coorong Coach's medical bus. So we always put people on the medical bus in the first instance. But the appointment needs to be between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. for that to be suitable. So we try to coordinate people's appointments to do that. But if they can't travel on the bus for mobility reasons or their appointment doesn't align, that's when the Community Passenger Network covers also for people that aren't on that main route that the bus travels on. So out at Corundara and places like that, we will use cars to get people to and from their appointments.
I'm speaking with Tammy Shepherd from the Tailem Bend Community Centre at the moment. We're talking about the Murray-Mallee Community Passenger Network. And I hear you're keen for some new volunteers.
Yes. So we're very excited to be expanding our service to include rural city of Murray Bridge and Jervois. And so we're looking for some volunteers in those areas. We've put some grant applications in to get vehicles that we will base in Murray Bridge for people to use. So there'll be cars there. And we're looking for some volunteers to join our team.
What sort of people are you after? I suppose someone with a driver's license is helpful.
Yes. So there is a volunteer driver accreditation process that people need to do. But we will help you with that. So it's painless and we'll step people through that. What we have found since we took on the passenger network in 2019, with the drivers that we have volunteering for us now, what they love about volunteering for us is there's no roster. We will send out a driver request to do a trip to Royal Adelaide on a certain day and a certain time, and volunteers can choose to participate in that or not. If they're not available, they just send the email back saying no, and through our pool of volunteers, hopefully we get somebody that is available at that date and time, and it works really well. So people can choose the amount of hours they want to volunteer. We have a lot of people that will travel for a couple of months, pre-COVID, of course. And so if they're not available for certain months of the year, they just let us know and then we utilise other volunteers during that time. So we've got farmers that love to get involved in this because there's a lot of people that may not want to get involved in a committee or commit to meetings and do, you know, the administration side of things, but they're more than happy to drive. So, and truck drivers, retired truck drivers love doing this stuff. So we've got a couple of really great volunteers involved. But there's any demographic. We've got women that volunteer as well. So it's anybody that just loves helping community, doesn't mind driving, and the other people that we welcome into the team.
How can people get in touch if they're interested?
to contact the Tail and Bend Community Centre, contact number 85723513. You can have a look on our website as well. We've got some information on the website about the service if you want to look into it a bit prior to contacting us. But by all means, just give us a call and have a chat. We can arrange to have a meeting with you, and we can give you all the information to give you time to consider it.
Oh, sounds great. And when will that service become available in Murray Bridge and Jervois?
So we're ready to run that service now. We will be using cars from Tail and Bend in the interim, and also the cars that we can access through Country Health based at the Murray Bridge Hospital. So we can provide that service as soon as we've got the volunteer drivers signed up. But we are actively, we've got several grant applications in the process at the moment. So as soon as we can get a car there, then we'll be able to ramp up the service more.
Great. And likewise, if people would love to inquire about getting that service, if they've got any appointments or, because it's not just for appointments, is it? They can contact the number?
Absolutely. We are funded to provide social trips. However, medical will always take a priority. Mm. So that is our primary focus. But if there are circumstances where people need social transport as well, please give us a call. And providing we've got the vehicle available, not prioritised for medical, and we've got volunteer drivers, we will try to accommodate.
Oh, great. And that number again, if you wouldn't mind?
85723513.
Beautiful. Hey, lovely to have a chat with you today, Tammy Shepherd. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, I really appreciate your time, Jenny. Thank you.